Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To
everything.
Visit people, amen. We visit them,
during the day, praise the Lord. And when we visit him during the day, it seems that things are brighter. It seems that we're able to see more details and see more landmarks. And so when we go visit them at night and we're unsure where we're going, but it seems familiar, amen, sometimes we can get off course because we don't remember everything that is laid out before us. And therefore, against our better judgment, we begin to make our own decisions, not listening to the GPS or the instructions that have been given to us. So it is very important, amen, that we understand that even when things do not seem familiar, even when things do not seem like that they are adding up, if the outline has been laid out for us and if the map has been drawn for us, then it does us much good to follow after the instructions that have been set before us. Look what it says in Proverbs, amen, in the 3rd chapter, amen, and the 4th verse. Look what it says here. It says, "So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to our own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. I'm looking at the church, amen. I'm looking at my own personal church, but God has blessed me to be the flock, the shepherd over this flock. And I tell people all the time, and I make sure they understand this, if I'm the leader, then you need to follow. And if I'm the follower, that means I have a leader. So if I say that I am following after God's own heart, if I say that I am a disciple of Christ, amen, if I say that I am a Christian, that means that I have a leader. I have a head. I have someone that I'm looking to. The Bible says we're looking unto Jesus, who is what? The author and the finisher of our faith. So if we are following, that he is doing the leading, and if he is leading, we need to do the following. We're not able to understand every circumstance that we go through. That's why when we get in a certain place, the Bible says here that we cannot lean to our own understanding. We cannot lean to our own intuition about something because it is not our place to be the leader. It's our place to follow after Christ. Even Paul said in his great ministry and all the epistles that he wrote, he said, "Follow me, what? As I follow Christ." Because not only is he the leader, but he is being led. Praise the Lord. So we find ourselves in a place, amen, when it seems unfamiliar. When we find ourselves in a place where it seems that the things that around us, the landmarks, don't look the same, if we are trusting in the map that has been laid out before us, then we have to recognize that for some reason, whatever our own ideology is, if it does not fit on the map, we don't need to go that way. Every once in a while, there's some road construction. Every once in a while, there is an accident on the road, praise the Lord. Every once in a while, we find hazards, amen. And such is life, praise the Lord, such is life. Because even as we go on a destiny where God has laid out, and we always try to say, "I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, and God is ordering my steps, and I'm predestined for this." Yeah, that's true. And even though a map has been laid out for our personal lives, that does not mean that there will be no hazards. That doesn't mean that there will be no dangers. That doesn't mean there won't be time that I'll have to get off the main freeway and go on the access road of life because there is something that is dangerous that is in front of us that we may not be aware of. Have you ever been in traffic, praise the Lord, and you find yourself looking forward and bumping your horns and you wonder what's going on and it seems like it's taking longer to get there, just like our purpose and destiny, and you know you're on the right road and you thought you'd be sudden place by now, praise the Lord, am I talking to somebody, and you're looking at your watch and it seems like you're not going to make it to your destination in time, and the traffic is backed up, and as you get closer and closer, amen, you see that there was a horrific accident. There was something that was going on there that was horrific, and you started to see ambulance and police around, and before you pray for the other people, if you're honest, you say, "My God, that could have been me. That could have been me on the side of the road, praise the Lord. That could have been me in that accident that may have lost a loved one or something of that nature." And then you start recognizing the course that God has laid out for you, amen, is in safety. And even though you are slowed down for a moment, amen, God did not take you out of here. He stayed the hand of the enemy. You don't know what happened with that accident. You don't know how they got into the position of place, but you recognize that God had kept you. Praise the Lord. So we start thinking about ourselves being ordered by God. Praise the Lord. And we start thinking about how God, amen, uses the courses of life and the snares and the tares that the enemy tries to put in front of us. He uses that so that we're able to be navigated through this life, amen, not unscathed, not untouched, but in a place where we will continue to reach our destiny. We recognize, amen, that our steps must be ordered by God. They must, amen. This is a necessity, amen, for our steps to be ordered by God. We don't really know what to do all the time. We don't know which way to go. You know, sometimes when I drive to Irving, amen, from Cedar Hill, there are several different ways to go, praise the Lord. Sometimes you can go, amen, down Clark Road, and some of y'all may be familiar with this, and you catch 12, and then you hit 183, and you can go on to, I like to go to the Dollar Movie over there, praise the Lord. Or you can go 20, praise the Lord, and go to 360, and 360 to 183, and then you go back the other way. And you know what? Sometimes it depends on what time of the day that is. Sometimes it depends, amen, on how fast I want to get there. Sometimes if I want to travel on a road, amen, that is less frequently traveled, it may take a little longer, praise the Lord, but if I can reach my destination. God has a plan and a purpose for our life, and even though there are different ways to get there, even though there are different routes that we can take, and sometimes there's hazard on the road, sometimes we have to make detours, sometimes we have to be slowed down. But understand that if God is ordering our steps, then you're going to reach your purpose and your destination. The GPS that we have today, amen, has a great tool. It takes a satellite picture of this earth, amen, and it's laid out all of the different roads all over the world, praise the Lord. And when you put in your destination, believe me, that GPS system is trying to get you where you need to be. But that does not mean that there won't be any snares. That doesn't mean that there won't be any delays. That doesn't mean that there won't be time that you have to get on the off-ramp, praise the Lord, and take the side roads of life. We have to recognize that God has ordered our steps. He has ordered them in his word. But that doesn't mean that it'll always be smooth sailing. It doesn't mean that we're going to reach our permanent destination without any hurt, harm, or danger. He just protects us and keeps us, amen, as we go forward in the things of God. So we start looking at God, amen, from that perspective that he's leading and guiding us, amen. And it's not that he wants us to miss our purpose of destination, but everything that happens in our life happens for a reason. The Bible says that we that are called and that love him, amen, he begins to work all things together for our good, praise the Lord. Sometimes we are in a position where we're on the road, amen, and because there was an accident, the traffic has been veered off to the left or to the right, amen, and we're complaining and blowing our horns and we're looking at people crazy because we don't understand what's going on ahead of us. We don't understand the hand that is before us, and so therefore we complain. But just like the things of God, as we get closer, we begin to understand that there is something that is going on in front of us, and then we recognize why we have to be tour. Now we recognize why we have to get off in life, praise the Lord. Sometimes in our ministry, we get stagnant, amen. It seems like that we've hit a ceiling, praise the Lord, and if we're not growing the way that we want to grow, it seems that the things are not working out the way that we want them to work. But I want to let you know that God has a purpose. That is a reason that God wants us to be in a position of place. Sometimes it's just to hear his voice. Sometimes it's just to depend on him because we've been so successful, God has blessed us so much, and all of a sudden it looks familiar, and we stop listening to the GPS. Now we know which way to go. Now we know which way to turn. Now we know when to get off, and we find ourselves lost. We'll find ourselves falling short of the things of God because we're no longer depending on the GPS. We're no longer depending on the Holy Ghost and the power of God. The things that we started in faith, we begin to work out in our flesh. And that's the reason why God wants our steps to be honored and ordered by him. It says, lean not to your own understanding. You got to remember, you've got thoughts. You have ways that seem right to lead to destruction. But we are supposed to allow God to lead and direct us in all of our ways, acknowledge him. We are in a position where we can do things greater than our forefathers. Even Jesus said greater works will we do than these. allow God to lead and guide us. We have to allow God to walk us through this day. He is our leader. He's the author, finisher of our faith. He's the great I am, our buckler and our shield, and we must follow after him. So do not lose heart. Be encouraged and allow God to move in your life. Amen. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie. We look forward to the future. We bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day in the Lord.